that. You can look at what's going on around us, and look at what's going on in the Middle East and other places. You can even honestly say, amen, we're getting close. The Lord coming out of the church. You say, preacher, who's the church?
Me.
Who's the church? Those that have been bought in blood, have been blood bought, have put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ through the wonderful shed blood of Jesus Christ, through the wonderful work of salvation. We are the church. And I am so glad for that. Good to be here. Can I say today, if you're here today, you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, boy, what a day good to say. What a day to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Train your Bible. It's the book of Ruth. Amen. Many of you have been here for a while. Probably heard this, and amen, but you're going to get to hear it again. At least something that we need to share more and more every day. And as I was looking at this scripture and looking at this, the message here, and I know we talk about Ruth, and talk about Ruth as a picture of the sinner, one that, amen, left a place where she, amen, was growing up in, and but she chose, amen, to follow Naomi back to a place called Bethlehem, or the house of bread. What a beautiful picture of one that put a trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to share this morning. But also, maybe look upon the thought that sometimes, even as a child of God, we find ourselves not where we need to be because of a decision we've made. We see that in this passage of Scripture, how that this family, amen, left a place, the house of bread, a place of Bethlehem in time of famine, went down to a place called Moab. During the process of time, amen, this gentleman took his wife and two kids down to Moab, amen, and find out that while they were there, the man died. The two sons died, and Naomi was left by herself, made a decision to go back to Bethlehem, Judah, amen, where she had lived. What a tragic loss, what a tragic story it is. We also see a beautiful story, amen, one by called Ruth, and that's what I want to look upon. It is a beautiful picture of the wonderful grace of God. Amen. Let's look at Book of Ruth, chapter number 1, I'll read verses, chapter 1, verses 6 through verse 22. Share with you this message. Amen. The Bible says this, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you might find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee into thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughter, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that you may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. Why, I am too old to have an husband. I should say I have hope. If I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear a son, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you save them from having husbands? Nay, my daughter, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. I want to stop right there. Father, I ask that you reach down and touch upon God, the Word of God. Help us to look to you for what you'd have us to do. Father, I pray, God, help us to be able to share, God, the truth of this text in such a manner and a way, God, that you might take it and apply it to the hearts of someone that may be here today that's not where they need to be in their walk with you. Or maybe someone here today that's never trusted you as Lord of their lives. Father, we pray. And God, I ask that you reach down. God, touch, do what needs to be done. This we ask it out and we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. As we see this passage of Scripture, we see here, amen, a wonderful picture of God's wonderful grace. I want you to understand, first of all, amen, Naomi had made a decision to return back to the land of Bethlehem, Judah, after losing her husband, after losing her two sons, there in the land of Moab. Amen, we find out that the two daughters-in-law, one that had married Naomi's sons, one was named Orpah, and one was the name of Ruth. There had to be something about Naomi. Amen. That orphan Ruth saw in Naomi. That allowed them to give, have a little hope to the point. That they would both be tempted to leave a place that they'd grown up in. A place, amen, that they had family. A place that they'd known all their lives. They saw something in Naomi. You understand? First of all, when she looked at the land of Moab. Amen. Moab was located just across the Jordan River, east of the Promised Land. It was inhabited by people who worshiped pagan gods. Moabites were the descendants of a man named Moab, who was the son of an incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughter. They were a proud people, noted for their lawlessness, immorality, brutal violence. They attacked and opposed Israel, seeking to destroy the people of God during Israel's wilderness wanderings. This was the people that were opposed to God and His ways. Even God called Moab His washpot. It was a place, a godless place. But nonetheless, it was a place, amen, that Elimelech had chose, amen, to take his family away from the house of bread, away from God's place, amen, during the midst of a famine, go down to a place like this, amen, and there I find tragedy. Elimelech himself died, and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, both died also. During the 10 years that Naomi found herself in a place called Moab, she lost her husband. She lost her two sons. And then she finally came to a place. Thank God, she said, listen, haven't there got to be something better than this? Can I say we see, you can look, most Bible scholars can look at this. Haven't seen Naomi as a picture of the backslider? One that knew the blessings of God. One that knew the house of God. But one that went away from God. But hear God. The Bible says she heard down in the land of Moab that God had visited His people and given them bread. Verse 6. She made the decision that she is going back home, going back to God, going back to Bethlehem, Judah. And I say today many times, amen, I can look at my life as a child of God, and even though, can I say this? Honey, you can be a Moab sitting on the front bench. You can be in Moab, having us as a Sunday school teacher. You can be in Moab, having you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Not being where you know you need to be in your relationship with God. Having you can find yourself spiritually in a place called Moab. God's got a place for each and every one of us. God's got a job for each and every one of us. God's got a hope for each and every one of us. Amen. We find ourselves away from where God wants us to be. We find ourselves in a dangerous place. That's where we see this family. That's where we see the tragedy took place. That's where we see, amen, Naomi. Here we see the grace of God. Amen. Getting word down to Moab to Naomi in her backslidden condition. Amen. Amen. It's time to get back. It's time. God is right where you left Him. He ain't changed. He ain't left. When we get away from God, it's because we choose to walk away. Amen. We God don't leave us. We leave His presence and His fellowship. I say today, help us who understand, that we need to be where God wants us to be. And I want to look, maybe something for a little bit, maybe on the subject. Amen, are you tired of Moab? Amen, are you tired of Moab? We see, here we see the story of Naomi. See the story of her two daughters lost. Amen, after they lost her husband. Amen. Naomi made a decision. She's going back to Bethlehem, Judah. Both her daughters-in-law would find out they made a decision. Listen, we're going to go with you. We find that Naomi began to persuade him, no, amen, I've got nothing to offer you. Amen, I've got no son. I'd be your husband later on. I have no hope of even having any sons. Amen, you'd be best standing right where you're at. Amen, the Bible said that Orpah, one of them chose to go back to her land and go back to her people. But thank God there was one by the name of Ruth. Amen, she chose. Amen, they didn't know. We see in chapter number 4, verse 14 of that scripture, if you look what it says, and they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Look at Ruth. Decision she made. Amen. And what an inconsequence and what a consequence it made in her life. And a beautiful picture of God's grace. Amen. When one chooses how to look to the Lord for the hope that is standing in need of. Amen. I want you to look at this little Moabite, this girl. According to Jewish law, amen, a Moabite couldn't go. Amen. Into the temple of God. A Moabite was despised in the eyes of the Jews. I wasn't allowed special privilege by the Jews. Oh, but thank God. Oh, we said, oh, Moabite, this woman, amen, that became an ascendant of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. She reached in the Hall of Fame in the Word of God. Why? Because of her decision and what she saw. And I say today, I was once a Ruth. I was once on my way to hell without no hope. But thank God, I'm glad that one day I heard of a man called Jesus. Thank God, I've seen in the lives of some old child of God, a precious mama and daddy that I love so much. I've seen a hope in one that they put their hope in. And because of that hope, I began to realize that where I was at, as a sinner, amen, I was getting tired of that lifestyle. I wanted something better. Find out, amen, here, Ruth, a Moabitish woman. Amen, as Orpah left her mother-in-law, went back to the land of Moab. At the time of the sin, they got to the point, almost persuaded, but yet turned back to the world. But we see Ruth, the time of the sinner. Hey man, and look, I've seen a hope that she'd never seen. I've seen an opportunity that she didn't know was there. Hey man, but thank God she took advantage of it. Hey man, the Bible said, folks, come on, don't you look at the cleaving of Ruth. Hey man, the Bible says she cleaves to Ruth. That word cleave simply means to stick fast. Amen, to stick as glue. You see, she made a decision. Amen. To go to stick to Naomi. To be able to say, listen, she saw something in Naomi that she didn't see in her family. She saw something in Naomi that she didn't see in Moab. She saw something in Naomi, hey man, that she was looking for. You say, preacher, what was that? It was a hope of something better. It was a hope of a better life. It was a hope of a better opportunity. Can I say today that's exactly what God can give you? Hey man, the hope of a life eternal. She saw in Naomi a hope. Hey, give her something better. And she made a decision. Amen. To cleave to Ruth. To cleave to that hope. And I said, that your old boy on my way to hell. Thank God. I've heard about this man called Jesus. I've seen my mom and dad, the message of the life they live. Amen. A message of hope. A message of an opportunity. Amen. For a place called heaven. And thank God. I grabbed a hold of that hope. I grabbed a hold of it. And embraced it. And made it a part of my life. You see, that's exactly what Ruth did. She made a decision. Amen. To cleave. Amen. To what she saw, thank God, in her mother-in-law, Miss Naomi. Not only see a decision was made, but she made a determination. She said, amen, whatever what she saw in Naomi, amen, affected her to the point. She was determined. Amen, she was going to step out on faith. Amen, do what needed to be done. Amen, to look and grab a hold of that hope. And I say, you know, that's what salvation is. It's stepping out on faith. Hey, amen. You've heard of that man called Jesus. You've heard about the wonderful work of salvation. You've heard about a place called heaven. Brother Jared simply stepping out on faith. Amen. Hey, making a decision and determined. Hey, that you're going to walk in that faith and step out on that faith. See, a decision was made, a determination was manifested. We see a devotion that was meaningful. That word cleave means to stick to as glue. It also has an ideal of mixing ingredients together, amen, when you're starting to cook. I don't know how many of you have heard on seen on Facebook about the old farmer stood up to pray, and the minister asking the he stood up to pray, and he began to pray, and he said, "Lord, thank you for the Lord." He said, "Amen." He said, "I don't even like that stuff." Again, mixing up and talking about the different ingredients, amen, of biscuits, and I don't like it. But when you mix it all together, Lord, I sure do love them biscuits. What Naomi or what Ruth had done, when she claimed, that she became one with Naomi. She said, "I'm just going to, I don't know what's going to come out of this, but I'm just going to mix with your faith, with your hope, with your God, and see what happens." Thank God, I'm glad that's what I did one day. I was lost and on my way to hell. I didn't know what salvation was. I didn't know what much about heaven. But I said, "Lord, I'm just going to put my trust in the hope that I've heard, in the message that I've received. And I'm going to mix it together and see what happens." We see the cleaving of Ruth. We see not only the cleaving of Ruth, see something else. See the believing in Ruth. Ruth made a decision to put her faith, put her belief in what Naomi's belief and faith was. Look what it's saying. And she said, verse 15, "Behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." Verse 16, Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from falling after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." Hey, man, we've seen not only the cleaving of Ruth to the hope that she's seen and heard in Naomi, but we see the believing of Ruth. Hey, man, Ruth simply said, "Listen, where you're going to lodge, that's where I'm going to lodge. Who you're going to put your trust in, that's who I'm going to put your trust in. Your people's going to be my people. Your God's going to be my God." She made the decision, Brother Joe. She was tired of the life she was living. She was tired of where she was at. She was looking for something better. And thank God, she chose to step out on faith and believe in a place called Bethlehem, Judah. Believe in the one that Naomi spoke about. A man called Jehovah. Thank God. Moose, listen. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. I want you to understand, this is a big step. Here was an old Moabitish woman, come from an ungodly world. According to Jewish law, had no hope of anything better. According to Jewish law, didn't see anything better. She just going to, reach out by faith. Trust, rest in a hope. Rest in a one that she'd never met. See what happened. Can I say today that's what salvation is? Before I got saved by the grace of God, I heard about Jesus. I heard about a place called heaven. Oh, but I didn't know Jesus personally. I didn't know God personally. Oh, but I had to step out on faith. I had to say, "God, I'm just going to believe your word. I'm just going to believe your promises. I'm going to believe what the word of God says. I'm just going to trust in you. To let everything go as you say." And that's exactly what happened. Stepped out on faith. Stepped out in the wonderful work of salvation. The best move that I've ever made in my life. The best choice that I've ever made in my life. Not when I married that precious woman back there, I called my wife. Not when I had my precious children. Cody and Amber. The best decision I made. Was the day I chose to put my trust in Jesus to the wonderful work of salvation. Step out on faith and say, "Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to accept you. And I'm just going to believe you." Thank God, Paul Harvey says, you know the rest of the story. You see, folks, that's what God can do. Amen. I say today, are you tired of where you're at? Are you tired of this whole world?
Are you tired? Hey, man, of stepping, and hey, amen, from one trouble into another trouble. Don't get me wrong. Hey, man, before we get saved by the grace of God don't mean we ain't going to have troubles. But we've got somebody there to help us in the midst of those troubles. Sita believed in Ruth. She said, Lord, your people's going to be my people. Your God is going to be my God. Lord, that Naomi was certain. John chapter 14, 1 says this. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus telling his disciples there before he left this walk of life. You believe in God. Hey, man, they knew who God was. A lot of them were having a hard time believing who Jesus was, that he was truly the Son of God. He said, listen, if you believe in God, just believe in me. Hey, man, just put your trust in me as you have him. Thank God, that's exactly what Naomi said. Hey, man, Naomi, I told her, listen, hey, man, I told you about God. You heard about God. Hey, man, what Ruth saw in Naomi helped her to simply believe, hey, man, and cling to her because of who Naomi knew in a personal relationship with God. The believing of Ruth. She left. Amen. Her belief, her faith in that hope, amen, that she saw in Naomi, amen, allowed her to make that decision. She's going to step out. She's going to say goodbye to her family, to her home, to what she knew all these years. She was going to step out on faith. Leave the past behind. Hey, amen. Step into the future. Step in faith. And just trust God. See, folks, I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. None of us do. Can I say today, I'm so glad, thank God, that I can step into tomorrow knowing who I trust. Knowing that He's able to take care of me. Knowing that if I close my eyes for the last time, hey, man, I wake up in a place called heaven. Knowing that I'll not have to worry about the damnation of hell because of what Jesus provided me through the wonderful work of salvation. Thank God I'm not going to hell. Why is that, preacher? It's through the hope and decision that I made to put my trust in one whose name was Jesus. You see, that's exactly what Ruth did. Oh, she left her whole lifestyle. She got tired of Moab. She said, I'm looking for something better. I want a better hope. I want a better opportunity. I want something that's better. And because of that, she made a decision to cleave, made a decision to believe, made a decision, amen, to leave, but also she made a decision to receive. See, when Naomi and Ruth got back to Bethlehem, Judah, all the land of Bethlehem, Judah, saw Naomi coming, went out to meet her. Hey, man, Naomi said, don't call me Naomi, but call me this. Because, hey, man, I've left, hey, man, and I'm empty. I'm coming home empty, left full, but coming home empty. Find out, thank God, a beautiful story of God's grace. Hey, man, amen, Ruth and Naomi went back. And I want you to understand, you've heard me say many times before, there wasn't a welfare program back then in those biblical times. Amen, it wasn't a program. The only program that God provided, amen, for those less fortunate, those poor, those that couldn't provide for themselves. Amen, He told the Jewish law when they reaped the field that they were to leave the corners of the field for those who were less fortunate that they could come, amen, and glean and have a meager supply to help them. You see, that's exactly what Ruth went out to the field of Boaz looking for. Brother Jill, she's looking just for a meager supply. Oh, but thank God when she got out there and caught the eye of Boaz.
Thank God, Boaz, which is a type of Christ, told his folks, who is this woman? Hey, man, they told her who she was, and she came back with Naomi from the land of Moab. The Bible says Boaz told his workers, he said, listen, you leave handfuls of purpose. Hey, when she comes to drink, let her drink of my, amen, of your supply. Let her eat of your supply. She caught the feel of the eyes of Boaz. Thank God, she began to receive far more than she could ever imagine. He was no more by this woman. Hey, man, I had no hope. Hey, man, for nothing for life or prosperity for life. But thank God, she stepped into the field of grace. Hey. She stepped into a place she never thought she would find. She stepped into a hope she never thought she'd receive. But thank God, that's what grace does for us. It gives us the opportunity to receive what we don't deserve. Jewish law she didn't deserve. Amen. The attention she got from Boaz. By Jewish custom, she didn't deserve the small gleaning that she found in the corner of the field. Thank God, because of grace, it gave her what she didn't deserve. And I say today, you and I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve a place called heaven. I don't deserve the goodness and the graces of God. Oh, but He loved me enough. Haman provided His grace and give to me something I didn't deserve because I was looking for a better hope. Because I choose. Haman to cleave to that hope. Haman believe in that hope. Haman receive that hope. I say today, she found fellowship with folks that she never would thought she'd have fellowship with. She found fellowship with a God that she never knew existed. She found fellowship with friends that she never thought she would find. Can I say today, if you asked me as a little boy, Brother Joe, would you be where you're at today? I said, ain't no way. Plus of my classmates, amen. Hey, man, you would have told them back years ago that old Joe's going to be a preacher. I said, and ain't going to happen. Can I say today, it's because that I chose to look to that hope that God provided me through the wonderful Word of God. Thank God I chose to believe in that hope. Put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ through the wonderful work of salvation. And because of that, thank God, God allowed me the grace and the hope to receive for what He's blessed and what He's done for me in my life. Sure, I've made mistakes. Sure, I still make mistakes. But thank God I'm glad. Hey, amen, what I've received because of my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ simply because of the faith that I put in Him and the hope that I never knew was possible. You see, folks, that could be your opportunity today. Are you tired of Moab? Are you tired, amen, of what's going on in your life right now? Maybe I'm talking to you here today. Maybe you've never been saved by the grace of God. Oh, can I say today, it's a place called heaven, amen, that you can lay claim to this morning. A place called hell, amen, that you can, amen, put in the past. Amen, leave behind. Why? Because, thank God, when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonderful work of salvation, God gives us a promise and a hope of calling heaven our home, never to spend a minute in a place called hell. Because of that hope, because of the work of salvation. That's exactly what, amen, Ruth found. Not only did she find, amen, fellowship, not only did she find favor, but she found, thank God, she found fruit. We know the story. How did Boaz, amen, and Ruth got married. Amen. And how did they had a child. And that child was in the lineage, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The great-grandfather, one called David, I believe it was, which was a house in the lineage or Jesus' lineage come through. If you look at the Hall of Fame, you look, I believe it is Matthew, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe you look one of the ones, you'll find her name mentioned in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because of the favor she found, amen, when she chose to cleave to Ruth's hope. When she chose to believe in Ruth's God. when she chose to leave her old lifestyle, having become a new creature in Christ, I thank God she received far more than she'd ever thought. Because she found herself in a time in her life, there's got to be something better. There's got to be a better hope. There's got to be a better opportunity. Thank God I'm glad. Thank God an 8-year-old boy realized that, hey man, I was lost and on my way to hell. Realized that, thank God, what I've heard from mom and dad, what I've heard from the preacher of a man called Jesus, I gave me the opportunity to see the hope. Hey man, it was far better than what I've seen for my life. The condition I was in. And I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Can I ask you today, do you know Jesus as the Lord of your life? Can I ask you, child of God, are you where you need to be in your walk and relationship with the Lord? Maybe you do you find yourself today in a place called Moab in your spiritual life, knowing that you're not where you need to be. Knowing, hey man, that you're not walking the full potential of what God wants to do in your life. Honey, today's the day, amen, to leave. Today's the day to say, I'm tired of where I'm at. Lord, I want to get closer to you. Lord, I want to walk with you more and more. God, I want to walk in your power and your mercy and your grace more and more every day. You can. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Touch your own heart, touch your own lives. God, I pray that you want to hear this.